The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 28, text number 22, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 23rd, 2007, in Tallinn, Estonia.
So today, we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter number 28, text number 22.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Evam kripanaya bhujya
shochantam
matadarhanam
grahitam
krittadhirenam
bayanam abhyapajyata.
Translation. Although King Paranjana should not have lamented over the fate of his wife and children, he nonetheless did so due to his miserly intelligence. In the meantime, Yavanaraj, whose name was fear itself, immediately drew near to arrest him. Foolish people do not know that every individual soul is responsible for his own actions and reactions in life. As long as a living entity in the form of a child or a boy is innocent, it is the duty of the father and mother to lead him into a proper understanding of the values of life. When a child is grown, it should be left up to him to execute the duties of life properly. The parent, after his death, cannot help his child. A father may leave some estate for his children's immediate help, but he should not be overly absorbed in thoughts of how his family will survive after his death. This is the disease of the conditioned soul. Not only does he commit sinful activities for his own sense gratification, but he accumulates great wealth to leave behind so that his children may also gorgeously arrange for their sense gratification. In any case, everyone is afraid of death, and therefore death is called bhaya, or fear. Although King Paranjana was engaged in thinking of his wife and children, death did not wait for him. Death does not wait for any man. It will immediately carry out its duty. Since death must take away the living entity without hesitation, it is the ultimate God realization of the atheists who spoil their lives thinking of country, society, and relatives to the neglect of God consciousness. In this verse, the word atad arhanam is very significant, for it means then one should not be overly engaged in welfare activities for one's family members, countrymen, society, and community. None of these will help a person to advance spiritually. Unfortunately, in present-day society, so-called educated men have no idea what spiritual progress is. Although they have the opportunity in the human form of life to make spiritual progress, they remain misers. They use their lives improperly and simply waste them thinking about the material welfare of their relatives, countrymen, society, and so on. One's actual duty is to learn how to conquer death. Lord Krishna states the process of conquering death in Bhagavad Gita 4.9.
Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvatah chaktvadehang punarjanma naitimam miti sorjuna.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving this body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. After giving up this body, one who is fully Krishna conscious does not accept another material body, but returns home back to Godhead. Everyone should try to attain this perfection. Unfortunately, instead of doing so, people are absorbed in thoughts of society, friendship, love, and relatives. This Krishna consciousness movement, however, is educating people throughout the world and informing them how to conquer death. Haring vina na sitting taranti. One cannot conquer death without taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Om Ajnana Timanandasya Gananjana Shalakayam Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadhantikam.
So here we see King Paranjana is in a very problematic situation. Death is coming. That is the most fearful thing for the materialist. But in Krishna consciousness movement, we learn the science how to conquer over death. This morning I was on Estonian national television. And they asked me, what is that marking on your forehead? And I explained to them, this is the symbol of a person who has conquered over death. And I explained to the interviewer, if you like, I can teach you how to conquer over death. You see, this is the great contribution of the Krishna consciousness movement. We are teaching people how to conquer over death. Sometimes people think, well, do the pious people go to Yamaraj? Do the pious people also go to Yamaraj? Pious means there's sinful and there's pious. Those who are not sinful. Do they go to Yamaraj? Everybody goes to Yamaraj. Except for those people who are going back to home, back to Godhead. Everyone has to do that. In other words, at the time of death, anyone who is taking birth again in this material world, they have to go to Yamaraj to get their next assignment. Yamaraj is the one who decides what will be your next body. So, we have our choice. Would we like to visit Yamaraj at the time of death? Or would we like to go back to home, back to Godhead? If we don't mind visiting Yamaraj, then we can follow in the footsteps of King Paranjana. We can be very, very attached to our wife, our children, our family members, our countrymen. Considering our relationship with them to be the very essence of our life. But you know something? That's stupid. Because actually we've been in the cycle of birth and death for millions and billions of lifetimes. In fact, we have been in this cycle for so many uncountable lifetimes. That in a past lifetime, we have had a family relationship with every single jiva in the whole material world. That dog walking down the street. He was your father in a previous lifetime. You see what I'm saying? If you're attached to your bodily family members, then you have to be attached to every single jiva within the entire material world. Because we've been here for so long, everybody has been my wife. Everybody's been my husband. Everybody's been my father. Everyone's been my mother, my sister, my brother, my dog, my cat, everything. So it doesn't make sense to be attached on the basis of family relationships. But if you want to be attached to your family members, then you shouldn't neglect your most important family member. Krishna. You see, we say, well, I want to serve everyone. People say, I want to serve everyone. But they always leave out God. You see? That's the silly thing about it. Is, yeah, I want to serve everybody. But I don't want to serve God. God isn't a person. He's not one of... If we say everybody, that includes God also. Because everybody means this person, that person, all the persons. Isn't it? If I want to serve everybody, that means every person. So how can I leave God out if I want to serve everybody? That's the absurdity of these people who say, I want to serve everybody. I want to love everybody. They don't want to leave out anybody, but they leave out God. But we know the example that we've heard a million times. When you water the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished. When you feed your belly, every portion of your body becomes nourished. Every part of your body needs nutrition. The elbow also needs nutrition to work properly. So, how do you nourish your elbow? Do you stick it in the bowl of dal to get the nourishment? That will not work. If you want the body to be nourished, then you have to feed the belly. Just like in a taxi cab, there's so many moving parts, isn't it? And what's the energy that makes those moving parts operate? That's the gasoline, right?
Бензин.
So that means you can just pour the gasoline anywhere?
Это что значит, можно налить бензин куда угодно?
You can pour it in the back seat. You can just, you know, spray it all over the engine.
По всему двигателю надо спрыть.
No. Нет. You have to put the gasoline in the tank.
Надо бензин залить.
And then the taxi cab will roll nicely down the street, you see.
Да, машина поедет спокойно по улице.
So there's a science to everything.
И поэтому есть наука обо всем.
Just like there's a science to making a taxi cab go.
Есть наука, как сделать, чтобы машина такси поехала.
There's a science to making the body healthy.
Есть наука, как сделать тело здоровым.
There's a science to making a tree to grow very nicely.
Есть наука, чтобы дерево росло очень хорошо.
And there is also a science of how to perfect your relationship with everything. You simply have to connect yourself with the source of everything. You have to be connected with the root of everything. Actually, there's only one thing that's the source of everything. The scientists call it the origin of the universe. Origin of the universe.
Ученые называют это то, что произошло в вселенной.
The religionists call it God.
Религиозные деятели называют это Богом.
And the Vaishnavas say Bhagavan.
А Вайшнавы называют Бхагаван.
Krishna. We understand that original source of all existence in his original pure form. We do not have to speculate. Because we have a great tradition of fully enlightened spiritual beings. Who have very mercifully passed this knowledge down to us. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasyo vidu. This knowledge is understood by disciplic succession. This knowledge is understood through the process known as disciplic succession.
Это знание может быть понято через процесс ученичества.
So not only is the knowledge understood through disciplic succession, it is also realized through the process of disciplic succession. Do you understand the difference between understood and realized? To understand something, that is called jnana. To realize something, that is vijnana. So how does the realization come? How does vijnana come? Mahajano yena gata sapanta. You know the Sanskrit? No. One must follow the pathway chalked out by the great acharyas. Jana means man.
Jana значит,
Maha means great.
Maha значит великий.
Mahajana.
Mahajana.
The great acharyas, you see. Mahajano yena gata sa panta. Panta means the path.
Panta значит путь.
That is the way we're going to get out of this material existence. This is the way you're going to be blissful all day long in your taxi cab.
Путь,
we simply have to follow the pathway chalked out by the great acharyas.
Мы просто должны следовать пути, прорубленным нашими ачарьями.
Even when you're a student in the university.
Даже если вы студент в университете.
If you can keep your consciousness fixed on this path 24 hours a day.
Если вы можете сконцентрировать свой ум 24 часа на этом пути.
You will be tasting the sweetest nectar at every minute.
Вы будете чувствовать сладчайший нектар каждую минуту.
Not only will you be tasting the sweetest nectar,
не только вы будете чувствовать сладчайший нектар,
that nectar will get sweeter and sweeter and sweeter.
Этот нектар будет становиться слаще и слаще.
Day after day after day.
День ото дня.
When we sit down to take the Sunday love feast, it is a very joyful experience. It tastes so good. Especially that orange halava that we had yesterday. Wow. That was really good. But as you keep eating that orange halava, bite after bite after bite, because your body begins to fill up, it starts losing that super delicious taste. So you finally think, well, I'm not interested anymore. Let me stop. But this taste, the taste of Krishna consciousness, it becomes more delicious, more delicious, more delicious with each and every bite. So you can go on diving deeper and deeper and deeper into the ocean of bhakti for all of eternity. You'll never get bored. You'll never get tired of it. And you'll be absolutely amazed that how is it possible that a living being could experience this much bliss? This is called inconceivable happiness. Inconceivable happiness. You see, in the material world, we have some conception of happiness. We think of some eating pleasure. We think of some sexual pleasure. We think of some power pleasure. We think of some prestige pleasure. Some musical pleasure. Some artistic pleasure. But these pleasures are all very, very limited. They're very, very tiny pleasures. But when one actually enters into the pleasure of Krishna consciousness, it completely goes far, far beyond any pleasure you could have in this material world. Just like to go on a TV, a national television program, and have the interview go very well in the material world is a very pleasing thing. But for in Krishna consciousness, actually, there is nothing more relishable than simply talking about Krishna. Whether I'm talking about Krishna here in the Bhagavatam class, or I'm talking on Krishna to millions of people on Estonian national television, the pleasure is the same. Because we simply want to please Krishna, that's all. That's all we require to please Krishna. All we require to be happy is we simply have to please Krishna. So anybody can please Krishna. In fact, the interviewer asked me, she said, are there some countries where the people would not be qualified to receive this bhakti yoga science? Are there some countries in the world where people would not be able to accept this Krishna consciousness? I told her, no, that actually in any country of the world, there's always going to be somebody who's interested to realize the inner self, the spiritual self. So the fact is, it doesn't matter where we may live. We may live in a rich country, a poor country, a powerful country, a weak country, a tropical paradise like the Fiji Islands, or a very cold place like Greenland.
Is it?
I don't know why they call it Greenland. Maybe it's hopeful thinking. It doesn't matter where we live. If you can simply do things for Krishna's pleasure, then you'll be happy. Just like the lady asked me, she said, what is the first thing you advise that everybody should do when they get up in the morning? And I explained, you must chant the holy names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And in this way, pray to the Lord and beg Him that this day may be offered in your service. Pray that this day may be offered in your service. You see, this is the key to happiness. If you can simply offer yourself the lotus feet of the Lord as His servant, then you will immediately become free of all anxieties. You immediately become filled with transcendental bliss. So it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be old, young, middle-aged, healthy, sick. It doesn't matter. You can be lying on a hospital on your deathbed. Or you can be a young person full of unlimited, vibrant energy. It doesn't matter. Simply offer yourself to Krishna, my dear Lord, I am your eternal servant, please engage me at every minute in your service. May my every thought, my every word, and my every deed be 100% pleasing to you. In all times, all places, in all circumstances. That's all you have to do. You don't need any money. You don't need any power. You don't need any prestige even. All you have to do is be a humble devotee of the Lord. All you have to do is give yourself to Krishna. Do you know what Krishna will do when you give yourself to Krishna? Do you know what Krishna, will do? When you give yourself to Krishna, Krishna will give Himself to you. That's why it is said, Krishna is ajita. He is unconquerable. But he becomes jita or conquered by his devotee's love. So you simply must give your love to Krishna. Why do you want to love a dog or a cat when you can give your love to Krishna who made all of that? Is it? This is called intelligence. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Yes. Your hand went up just a millisecond before her, so you get your first.
Srila Prabhupada said that 99% of our spiritual advancement depends on our japa. Please explain.
Srila Prabhupada говорит, что 95% нашего развития на духовном пути зависит от джапа.
Yes. What we do when we chant our japa is we're putting we're tuning in our mind. We're getting our mind properly oriented for the day. Because when you go to sleep at night, you go into tamaguna. The mind becomes a wild beast. So when you get up in the morning, you have to tame your mind. Just imagine a train that got derailed. It's useless. It can't go anywhere. But if the train is on the rails, then it's a very wonderful thing. It can take so many passengers to the destination, so much freight can also be taken. So what we're doing when we chant our japa is we're getting our mind back on the track. If you chant bad japa, then your mind remains off the track and you can't make any spiritual advancement. Practically, you won't go anywhere. But if your mind is on the track by good japa, then you will make the proper decisions throughout the day. Because at every moment we have to decide, is this favorable for my Krishna consciousness or is it unfavorable? I must accept whatever is favorable for my Krishna consciousness. And I must at every moment reject that which is unfavorable for my Krishna consciousness. If your japa was not proper, your mind will be bewildered. You will not be able to make the proper decisions throughout the day. When you have a choice of Krishna or Maya, you will take Maya. Is it? Because you didn't get that higher taste from the holy name. You will think, well, actually, I think Maya is giving me a better deal than Krishna. I think I'll go with her offer today. You see? If you don't chant good japa, that's what will happen. My Devi will say, my dear boy, come on. You'll say, Maya Devi will say, my dear boy. Come on. And you will say, okay. So you have to be very staunch in your japa. must sit properly. Keep your mind fixed very nicely in the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You see, very nicely diving deep, deep, deep into the name. And then when Maya says, my dear boy, come on over here. What will you say to her? Get lost. Any other questions? Yes.
In the third part, in the beginning, Prabhupada says that the God realization, if I remember correctly,
he says that what?
God realization for others is in death.
Yes, is death, that's right.
Okay.
Yes, death is the ultimate God realization of the atheists. So, what does God realization mean? Doesn't it mean, Krishna says, man-mana-mava-bhat-makto-vajad-jimang-namaskuru, engage your mind always in thinking of me.
Krishna говорит, всегда думай обо мне.
Offer obeisances and worship me.
Предлагай служение и
поклоняйся. So, doesn't God realization mean you offer your obeisances to Krishna?
И не значит ли реализация Бога, что вы предлагаете свое служение Кришне?
That is the meaning of God realization. You bow down to God. You see? So the devotee, he's always bowing down to God. And that is his God realization. He's always bowing down to God. But the atheist, he says, no, no, I will not bow down to God. But when death comes, what does he do? He bows down to God by force. So, the devotee, he voluntarily bows down to God. And the non-devotee, he forcefully bows. He has heart attack and he collapses on the floor, you see. So, he bows down to God by force. So that finally he gets his God realization. He bows down at death. Krishna says, I am Amrityu Sarva Harash Chaham. I am all devouring death. Amrityu Sarva Harash Chaham. I am all devouring, like eating it up. Death. So, Krishna, for those who don't want to appear, except Krishna is the blue, beautiful blue cowherd boy. Vamsi Gopal. He appears in the form of death. So everyone bows down to God. Everyone becomes God realized. But how do you want to realize him? We choose to realize him in his beautiful feature. The supreme, all-attractive personality of Godhead. And the atheists choose to realize him in his horrible feature. But everyone realizes God. How do you want to realize him? That's your choice. Do you want the front side or the back side? Take your pick. Questions more? Yeah.
Прабхупада просил 95% направить на повторение Хари Кришны. У меня вопрос такой, что означает
was said that Srila Prabhupada asked to put 95% to japa, and what are the rest 5%?
Yes.
Excuse me. It's 99.
Yes, yes. Same principle. 1%, 5%, you know, same thing. The point is the same. So besides japa, what do we, the along with japa, the other thing is Vaishnava Sangha. How you, the other, the remainder of it is how do you associate with Vaishnava? Because if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, but you do not properly respect the Vaishnavas, your japa will always be offensive. What is the first offense against the holy name? Hati Mata, the mad elephant offense. Vaishnava Aparada. So the first principle of chanting good japa is you must always, what is that by Narottam Das? Our wonderful Narottam, he is given this wonderful song, Namo Sankirtan. Ananda Bole Hari Bhajav Nindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. He is so nicely and beautifully sung. Shri Guru Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majaya Man. So this is the answer to your question. Narottam has answered your question. Anande Bolo Hari. You should ecstatically chant Hare Krishna mantra. And the remaining 1% or 5%. He has listed the items. Vaja Vrindavan. You must worship the holy Vrindavan Dham. And along with worshipping the holy Vrindavan Dham, there are two other things that you must absorb your mind in with love.
Absorb
your mind in. In a very loving way. Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade. The lotus feet of your Guru Maharaj. And the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas. This is how your chanting will become perfect. If you try to get Anandaye Bole without Bhaja Vrindavan, without Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayamam, your bole will be near Anande Bole. You won't taste the bliss. If you try to simply have, you see, the shloka is Anande Bole Hari Vaja Vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayamam. So if you try to play this little game called half-hen logic, if you try to play the game called half-hen, like a chicken, you know, chicken, lays the eggs. Kukuti, in Sanskrit, kukuti. You know the chicken that lays the eggs? there is a logic called half-hen logic. There was a farmer who had a hen. And his hen laid very nice eggs. But the problem was the hen ate a lot also. He was a very big eater. He ate a lot of chicken feed. So the farmer thought, oh, I have a very good idea. This end of the hen is very nice, that lays the eggs. This end, the mouth that eats, that is very bad. So I will solve all of my problems. I will cut off the head of the hen. So I will get the eggs without having to feed the hen. So in Sanskrit this is called Ardha Kukuti Nyaya. Ardha means half. Kukuti means hen. And Nyaya means logic. So in your chanting, you must be very, very careful not to fall into the trap of Ardha Kukuti Nyaya. That this end is very nice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But this end I do not like. I have to always worship my Guru's lotus feet. And I have to worship the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas. Oh, that's very bad. I don't want to do that. I have to worship this Prabhu and this Mataji and everyone's feet. I have to worship everyone's feet. I don't want to do that. You see, then you are guilty of Ardha Kukuti Nyaya. Instead of Anande Bolo Hari, it will be near Anande Bolo Hari. No bliss. I've just finished reading our authorized Vaishnava book called Naratama Vilas. It tells the story of the Hare Krishna, the Chaitanya followers just after Lord Chaitanya left the planet. All the wonderful pastimes the devotees had. It describes the first Gaur Purnima festival in Kateri. And the most wonderful thing is it describes the relationships between the devotees. The loving emotions and how much they worship the Vaishnava's feet, it's just absolutely amazing. So when Narottam Das Thakur said that we have to worship the feet of the Vaishnavas, he was not just making some flowery poetry. He was doing it with great intensity and love. With tears in his eyes, he would worship the Vaishnava's lotus feet. With ecstatic emotion, he would worship the feet of the Vaishnavas. So this is the remaining 5% or 1%. You must worship the holy Dham. You must worship Guru and you must worship Vaishnavas. And then you will become the pure devotee of Krishna. Any more questions? All right.
We would like to thank you for the visit.
for very good lectures. And we hope that you will come in future also.
We're planning, actually, as I told them on the TV station this morning, we come twice a year to Estonia. That's a part of our schedule. If you want me to come more, then you have to make some special arrangement. But the standard arrangement is I come twice a year. Yes, try to arrange so that we get more people. It's better to have me come at a time when there's not something else scheduled. That will make it better. Because people can, you know, if there's something in the middle of the day, they're thinking, well, I'm going to go to the midday program, you know. So we need to coordinate that so there's not another thing happening at the same time. The idea is to fill the temple room. To make some nice poster advertising and let it really, you know, really make a good advertising campaign. When that will encourage me to spend more time here when I have a bigger audience. And we just wanted to express, Maharaji and I both want to express our deep appreciation for the wonderful love that you all have given us while we were here. And as far as the nice lectures, I can't take any connection at all in this regard. I can't take any credit in this regard. It is all the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. If there's any credit at all that I have, it's simply that I am giving exactly what Prabhupada gave me without adding or subtracting from it. I'm simply trying to pass on purely the pure love that Prabhupada is giving to me at every minute. And that I have pleased you means because you are Prabhupada's representative. That I have pleased you means that I have pleased him. So that I'm happy that I pleased you. It makes me very, I feel very happy that I pleased you. And I pray that I can always please you. Thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Estonia devotees, ki jai. Flooding Estonia with Krishna prema, ki jai. Flooding the whole world with Krishna prema, ki jai.